From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron ended his three-day U.S. state visit, saying he expects President Donald Trump to reimpose sanctions on Iran, threatening to undermine the 2015 nuclear agreement.
Mais c'est en même temps de construire.
But Mr. Macron said he held out hope Mr. Trump will back the French leader's plan for a new deal, addressing some of his concerns. In remarks Wednesday to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, Mr. Macron urged the U.S. not to abandon the deal under a new one until a new one is in place.
It is true to say that this agreement may not address all concerns, and very important concerns. This is true. But we should not abandon it without having something substantial and more substantial instead. That's my position.
Mr. Trump is expected to decide whether sanctions against Iran should be reintroduced, and a decision likely next month. In Geneva, the U.S. non-proliferation envoy Christopher Ford said he expects the U.S. will try to seek to strengthen and expand the existing agreement.
We're not aiming to renegotiate the JCPOA or reopen it or change its terms. We're seeking a supplemental agreement that would in some fashion layer upon it a series of additional rules that help answer restrictions or terms or whatever you might want to call it, parameters that will help answer these challenges more effectively.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to urge Mr. Trump to stay in the pact when she visits the White House on Friday. In Nigeria's central Benue state, another 11 people reportedly killed a day after 18 churchgoers, including two priests, were shot dead by suspected Muslim cattle herders. Wednesday's attack left 11 Hausa traders dead in Makurdi, and two mosques were reportedly razed to the ground. President Muhammadu Buhari condemned the attacks on the church, calling them evil and satanic. This is VOA News.